from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devin, I know it's really fresh, but this series, you gave everything you possibly had. Have you had any time to just at least reflect and think about what you were able to accomplish this series?
No, I haven't really yet. It's been, it just happened. So, tough feeling, but I think we're proud as a group. Just the hardest thing, I think, is just going to miss everyone, miss the boys, miss hanging out. But that's where I'm at.
And then the second goal, did you feel we should have been penalty there?
I'm not going to make a comment. It's the ref's job to call penalties. I definitely felt like I was interfered with, but I know that there was a little bit of a scrum happening in front of the net. So it is what it is. You know, sometimes you get those, sometimes you don't. So it's just luck of the draw.
Was it just bad luck on the first one?
I hit something, and it hit my pad, and then hit like post and I think the box and that, so it was just crazy balance. But when that happens, just turn the page. What are you gonna do about it? Just one up in the game, keep going.
Devin, you, including playoffs, played 31 games for the Rochester Americans. What did this AHL experience mean for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I've learned so much about myself, about my teammates, about the game, being a pro. It was a pleasure being here, from the bottom of my heart. It was an unbelievable segment of my life playing here. This year has been a lot of chaos, and my time in Rochester has been nothing but amazing. Kind of a little bit of calm to the storm, just being with the guys. Great leadership here. It's hard that it's done. It's probably the hardest pill to swallow.
With as great a game before comeback as you guys had, was it hard to sit for 6 days practicing and not having that game with that much time in between games?
Yeah, I think it would have been nice to have played right away, right off that game. Keep the momentum. I think everyone was feeling good, but I think that's just how it goes. You don't have control over that, so that's just how the luck of the draw.
Coming here from Buffalo, what was your expectation about the experience in Rochester, how that would be versus what it wound up actually being for you?
Honestly, I don't know if I, came in with much of like a plan, expectations-wise. Kind of just came in, just do it, ready to do my job, just stop the puck. I didn't think how it would be this fun. It was one of the most fun teams I've had to play for. It was just an unbelievable chapter. I think I came in more of like a professional mindset, like coming in, like do my job, just focus on my game and give the team best chance. But I think it became more than that. It became more of do it for the guys in front of you, and that bond. I think a lot of us share love for each other, and everyone here is a great teammate, and we'll be teammates for the rest of our lives. So. It'll be nice to stay in touch with the boys.
Devin, you have the benefit of hindsight now. Everybody that wants to make it to the NHL wants to be just there. But in your personal growth, your personal development, do you think looking back, did you need the AHL? Did you need this experience to gain confidence and believe in yourself?
All I know is I wouldn't give it up for anything. I had so much fun here. I learned so much. You know, obviously you don't know what happens if this doesn't happen. Like, I can't tell you. But, you know, it did happen, and I'm just super grateful that I got to play here. You know, I met some unbelievable friends that I'll be friends with for a long, long time. You know, the coaches and just the staff here, just unbelievable. It's been great to play for them, and it was fun.
How much, you look at the guys around the room, there's some guys there you're going to be teammates with for a long time. I mean, there's some young guys in there that are going to come right with you, you know, throughout. Is that fun, too, that you've gotten to know them and play with them now?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if you ask me that question in a few years, I'll be able to give you an answer. But, you know, it's been great. Just, you know, I don't know who I'm going to be teammates with, obviously. You know, things change, but honestly, I hope I could be teammates with all of them. You know, each and every one of them were like brothers, and I'm just grateful to have played with them this year, and, you know, I'm hoping to stay by at least a few of their sides moving forward.
What was the most important thing you learned playing here?
You know, how to be a pro, really how to be a professional goalie. I think, you know, coming from college, playing a little bit last year in Buffalo, and then it was a little sample size, but, you know, I got a full year this year of what it means to be a pro, you know, and I haven't really fully digested it yet. It'll be for the summer to look back on, but, you know, I learned so much about myself, about, you know, what it takes to have success at this level and have success in the NHL. So it was just great. It was a great learning experience.
Did you ever get a chance to really just, like, embrace the atmosphere in the crowd tonight, knowing it might be your last game in Rochester?
Yeah, you know, you try not to have that thought that it's going to be the last one, but I think that, you know, the crowd was unreal, full house. They're really into it, so it was pretty special having almost the whole city here, it felt like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.